Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Over the last few months, many of us have become more aware of who our neighbours are. For some, it's meant that the people who live next door have been on hand to deliver food and provide much-needed care and support. For others, those awkward nods as we pass each other have become a smile and a hello. And when we went out there on a Thursday evening to clap for key workers, sound like your street? If so, Scotty and friends want to hear from you. It's all part of a project called Here and Now. And Scotty is here now. Morning to you, Scotty.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. So explain, you're working with Cambridge Junction on this, I think.
Yeah, so working with Cambridge Junction, my name's Scotty, I'm an artist. I travel around the country making sort of big theatre shows and community events that try to aim to get us to have conversations that we tend to avoid happening. So this project, Would Like to Meet, is about trying to get people who live so close to each other, so people on the same street, to get past that little bit of embarrassment of saying hello or kind of instigating a conversation. And it comes from the fact that I grew up on a council estate. I moved out of an estate 4 years ago and I moved into a house on a street. And suddenly I realised people don't talk to each other in the same way that we do on estates. And so this project puts estate agent style signs outside people's houses. We interview people and be like, okay, what is the type of people that you'd like to meet? Hence the name of the project, Would Like to Meet. And we put those outside and we encourage people to start having conversations with each other. So we've done this before in Leeds and it was a really great success. And now we're bringing it to Cambridge. And of course, we're bringing it to a city in very different circumstances after this massive thing in our lives has happened and is still happening.
Scotty, when this was planned, when was this planned? Were you aware, was it planned during lockdown or was it a date which was put in the diary, I don't know, last September, say, and all of a sudden you find you're doing this at the end of lockdown?
Yeah, so this project was invented way back in 2017. And so then it was sort of addressing, loneliness and isolation. The government, I think, had just brought in a minister for communities and isolation. And so it was kind of a response to that. And so the project in Leeds was very much about going, how can we talk to our neighbours? Now, with everything that's happened, and we're a bit more used to seeing our neighbours because we've come out for the clap, as you were saying, or we've just been in our local area all the time, so we kind of recognise people a bit better. We want to put the question to the people of Cambridge, would you like to get to know those people a bit better?
It's interesting, at the very start of lockdown, have you ever gone for a walk on Christmas Day? Borrowed somebody's dog?
Yes.
And just wandered out. For some strange reason, if you're with a dog, and I'm not a fan of dogs, it has to be said, or you're just out for a walk on Christmas Day morning, people will say good morning to you. The other 364 days of the year, generally, they don't seem to. Why is that?
Well, I think it's embarrassment. I don't think we're bad people. I think we're a bit shy. I think we're a bit embarrassed. I think we think, if I start a conversation, will I look strange or unusual? Am I getting into somebody's business? And actually, I wonder if a lot of the stuff in our society that is a difficult for our existence and social issues. I wonder if some of that, just some of that, can be tackled through a lack of isolation, knowing who is next door, being able to look out for each other. And that doesn't mean being in each other's houses all the time and being in each other's business, but being able to know that this sort of local community that you exist in, you could actually lean on, I think would be of benefit. Mm. But yeah, I think it just comes out of shyness, embarrassment and worry.
But I wonder, though, if it's changed over time. My next-door neighbour, Pam, for example, has lived next door to me since 10 years before I was born. And she tells me stories, and I'm 52, and she tells me stories about talking to households 4, 5, 6 doors away when they were putting the washing out, all on the Monday, of course. And, of course, now she blames there's a preservation order on trees on my street, and as a consequence of which, if anybody's had a tree up in their garden, you can't cut it down without permission, I think, from the council. Result of this, Pam blames that all on not being able to have a conversation with people.
See, I think there's lots of different reasons, and that's the reason why we want to do this project, because people will have all of their theories about why it is that people are not talking to each other, why it is that we've become more isolated. I think life has got incredibly stressful for people over the last 20, 30 years, where our work-life balance, what we have to do to survive, what we have to do, the amount of hours, where we have to travel, where our support networks are. So I think all of that comes, and but of course, I'm more than willing to listen to Pam, who wants to tell me about trees. So that's kind of the aim of this part of the project, is to put it out to the people of Cambridge. Like, would you like to get to know people on your street better? And if you do, get in touch with us, because we want to work with your street.
So they need to get in touch. So you kind of need somebody on the street, don't you, really, who is a little bit outgoing, who does know the neighbours and wants to talk and needs to think to themselves, yeah, this is the street where Scotty's got to come to with his team and find out about us.
But even for people who are timid or are like, actually, my street don't talk to each other, or we talk to each other a little bit, I'm not just looking for the gregarious amongst us. I'll be gregarious enough for everybody.
So does that mean there are streets around Cambridge which have, I can think of a few of them, which run street parties from time to time. Does that make them the street that you're looking for? Or does it make them the street that, well, actually, no, you've got it together already. You're sorted.
Some streets might have it together, yeah. And, you know, we've seen with technology that some streets have WhatsApp. But we also know that even on those streets, there are big proportions of that street that don't feel like they can be involved, or like there are other barriers. So there might be language barriers there. So, you know, what we're looking to do is, just because you might have the WhatsApp group or you might have this party on a certain day of the year, I don't think it means that you've got it sorted. What is it to be a member of that community? So I, you know, I'm not saying just come forward if your street is not talking to each other, but I'm also not saying don't come forward if your street thinks it's got it sorted, because I tell you what, in my experience, there's probably some other stuff that needs to be dealt with, because we're not perfect, are we? None of us are perfect.
No, certainly not. I have to say, my local WhatsApp group has gone incredibly quiet over the last couple of weeks. It was a hive of activity for the first couple of months of lockdown. I guess people are now getting out and about, and they don't have time to look at the group anymore. So, what do people do if they say, my street sounds like just the street that Scotty is looking for? How do they get in touch with you?
Though they can get in touch with Scotty and Friends or Cambridge Junction. We, across all of our social media, have got links of how you can get in contact with us. You basically send an email to Matty, who's the lead artist running this, with your postcode and like, yeah, I'm sort of interested, I'd like to know more. And then we send you some more information. It's very simple, very easy, and I promise you it won't hurt.
That sounds... And so then you go in, you put up these like estate agent board type things saying what the street is all about.
We do, yeah, but it's one for it. They're hand-painted, beautiful sign-painted signs that each house gets, which says the type of people that house would like to meet. So it's very beautiful. It looks like a very beautiful project, but we take it very slowly. I'm not just going to turn up at people's houses with a sign. You know, we'll have a cup of tea on the doorstep, have a bit of a natter, and then we'll try to get to know you as much as we want you to get to know your neighbours.
Okay, that sounds really good. Well, look, do come back. When you've chosen your street, do come back, and if we can, we will maybe try and take a little wander along that street with you, even if we have to do it from the other side of the road.
Brilliant.
That's great. Scotty, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And, yeah, do look out for that project and get in touch if you think your street is the place that Scotty needs to visit with his artistically done estate agents' boards.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.